it's important to remember that everything they do to Trump, they will do to us. And everything they do to Russia, they will also do to us. And when I say they, I mean the regime. This is the illegitimate, unelected regime. They do not represent we the people. They do not have the consent of the people. They were not voted into power by the people. They stole the election. They rigged everything. And they exist to exert power by any means necessary through force, censorship, deplatforming, you name it. Now, recall that they deplatformed Russia from the SWIFT international financial transaction system. Well, that's a clue, because it means they're going to deplatform all of us from the financial system. And in order to really do that effectively, they need to have a central bank digital currency rolled out. So the CBDCs are coming. And from that, they will then selectively deplatform the people who don't exhibit the kind of behavior that the authoritarians demand, which is, of course, behavior aligned with Satanism. Child mutilations, Satanism, you know, destructive behavior, hatred, intolerance, violence, terrorism, all the things that the left, the Democrats in America now embrace. This is who they are. So if you don't bow down to that, then they will deplatform you. And you'll also notice, of course, they recently indicted Trump. They're going to arrest Trump, and they're going to indict you and people like me for also made up bogus reasons. They will criminalize dissent against their regime. So anybody who says that, oh, the government's illegitimate, oh, guess what? That's a crime. Or anyone who says there might be a bank run, oh, that's a crime. You can't say there might be bank runs. You might cause a bank run. So that's a crime. Or anyone who opposes the next vaccine or the next pandemic or the next narrative or whatever. They will criminalize the quoting of scripture. They will criminalize anyone invoking the name of Jesus, while the Satanists and the Luciferians just run free, you know, raping children and drag queen story time and grooming and genitalia mutilations and all of it. That's the society that the Democrats are creating. And frankly, anybody who's going along with the Democrats at this point is really on Team Satan. Because there's more than enough evidence for any reasonable, rational person to realize they have to reject the Democrats, reject the LGBT trans militant terrorism agenda. They have to reject the child mutilations and the grooming. They have to reject Drag Queen Story Hour and so on. If they're not rejecting those things, they are on Team Satan. Let's be clear. Doesn't mean that you should go out and hurt them or threaten them or commit acts of violence or anything of that kind. No, I say the opposite. We must ask people to embrace God in their lives and to find love and peace and true tolerance, true diversity of ideas. And until then, they're just going to be on Team Satan, right? And they're going to be running around trying to destroy everything in society. This is who they are. But just recognize, there's no middle ground anymore. If someone is still on the fence, they've made a conscious decision to stay on the side of Satanism because it's convenient, it's popular, it's socially acceptable in the institutions of the left. So they're all on that side of the fence, the evil side, the dark side, the Luciferian side, and that's where they've chosen their place for the end times. You and I, meanwhile, have chosen to be on the side of God, on the side of humanity, on the side of truth and reason and prosperity and true tolerance, by the way. We embrace all good people. We reject evil people. That's the difference. We don't tolerate evil. And the left has become just seething with evil. The demons have come out. So just remember, as things escalate in the war with Russia, or things escalate with CBDCs, or things escalate with the next pandemic, just remember everything that this regime has done to its enemies, i.e. Trump or Russia or anybody else who dissented against the system, they will do that to us. They abide by no rule of law. They have no ethics, no morality. They do not believe they will ever be judged by God. Boy, are they wrong on that point. they believe that the means justify the ends, and they think that they are the only ones who should ever be in power at any cost, and they are willing to do anything, absolutely anything, that is necessary for them to shore up their power, including murder, I mean, crimes against children, economic sabotage, theft, confiscation, war, shooting people, killing people, false flag terrorism, biological weapons release. They've done all these things. False flag cyber warfare, shutting down the banking system, limiting withdrawals. They're going to do all these things. They've done many of them already. They're going to do a lot more. They're going to try to pretend, though, this entire time that they are the legitimate government, that they represent the people, that they gained power legitimately, and so on. It's all an act. It's all theater. It's all a show. The only power they have is the power of Satan, which is the power of deception. They have no real power against those of us who are with God. They can't steal your soul. They can't dominate your mind, your consciousness, your spirit, unless you choose to give it to them, which, of course, a lot of people on the left have done. They've signed over their souls to Satan. They're on board with the Democrats, with the trans terrorists. They're on board with the child genitalia mutilators and groomers. That's the path they've chosen. But we see them for who they are. And we reject their Satanism. We reject their evil. And we will restore God's earth, God's country, and the United States of America as it was founded, with liberty and peace and justice for all, with one nation under God, because God ultimately judges us all. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and also, of course, Brighteon.com. Take care.